Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents White Sand, Volume 1, by Brandon Sanderson. The graphic novel, direct-to-graphic audio adaptation by Rick Hoskin. Narrated by Terrence Aselford. With performances by Alexander Strain, Dawn Ursula, Jason B. McIntosh, Frank Britton, Yasmin Twazan, Holly Vagley, Peter Holdway, Paul Reisman, Kenyatta Rogers, Bradley Smith, Eric Messner, Dwen Washington, Jacob Yeh, Michael Glenn, Zeke Alton, Lawrence Redman, Tim Carlin, Joe Mallon, Jonathan Church, Matthew Pauly, Ken Jackson, Nanette Savard, Richard Rowan, Chris Gennebach, Joy Jones, Tony Nam, Scott McCormick, Thomas Keegan, Nick DePinto, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Mort Shelby, Steve Wanall, Chris Stinson, Alyssa Wilmoth, Nora Ashrati, Ren Casey, David Fernandez, David Zitney, Tia Shearer, Andy Brownstein, Michael John Casey, and Chris Davenport. White Sand, Volume 1.
The wind caressed the stark dunes with a whispering touch, catching fine grains of sand between its fingers and bearing them forth like thousands of tiny charioteers. The sand, like the dunes it sculpted, was bone white. It had been bleached by the sun's harsh stare, a stare that never slackened, for here, in the empire of the white sand, the sun never set. The planet was called Taldane, and it hung in space, never turning, but still like a stone. The sun glared upon the dayside, watching the sand dunes like a jealous monarch, and ever ignoring the dark side. Two moons orbited the planet, their passage the only way to mark the hours. And down there, beneath the relentless sun, a group of white-robed figures met on the stretching sands of the Kurla region. There were dozens of them in all, standing in the natural circle of rocky protrusions that was their sacred place beside Mount Kreta. They watched, dumbfounded, as two men argued as only family can argue.
Don't tell me you intend to go through with this foolishness, Kenton. No answer? As ever. Just that scowl of contempt, as though you know better than your father. Need I remind you that I am Lord Mestral, boy, and you would do well to pay me the respect of your contemporaries.
Lord Praxton looked older than the sand itself as he stepped away from the DM's 20 gold-sashed mastrels. Though he had seen barely 60 years, Praxton's skin was dry, wrinkled like a fruit that had been left out in the sun.
Come with me.
His son, Kenton, was 19, with close-cropped blondish hair and a look of rebellious conviction in his eyes that was all too familiar to his father. He wore the white robes of a sandmaster, but unlike most others of his kind, he wore no colored sash. His sash was plain white, the sign of a student who hadn't yet been assigned a rank in the DM. Tied at his waist was another oddity, a sword. He was the only person in the group of sandmasters who was armed. His skin, too, was subtly different, darker, his inheritance from his mother's darksider genes. Praxton led Kenton away from the group, just far enough to conduct the rest of their conversation in private.
Look, boy, I have suffered your insolence and games for 8 years. The Sandlord only knows how much trouble you've caused. Why must you constantly defy me?
Perhaps because I'm good at it?
You have refused advancement 4 times now. A move that has made you, my own son, into a fool and a novelty before the rest of the DM, and an embarrassment to me. Inept students might spend 5 years as an acolyte, but never in the history of San...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?